USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for George Floyd was a peaceful event with no protesters allowed. The service happened in West Fayetteville, North Carolina. Diana Shipp, a relative of the Floyd family, gave strong words of comfort to his family and his supporters.
Please remember that God's grace is sufficient. God's love is comfort in sadness, peace in weariness, healing in despair.
Floyd's uncle, Isaac Floyd, dedicated a brief second to talk with his family.
Just want you to know that's my brother's son. It's my nephew lying there. And my whole family is with me. And everybody, just about everybody is here. John Jungian, Terrence and Bridget. I love you so much.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The country is bracing for reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is discussing the guidelines for phase one of the reopening of New York City's economy.
It's construction, it's manufacturing, it's curbside pickup. Pursuant to these rules, curbside pickup, in-store pickup where curbside is not practical. They're prearranged, you're not there to browse and shop, social distancing. Construction and manufacturing, masks must be worn.
Phase one reopening starts on Monday. And following the successful jobs report for May, U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is discussing how the Trump administration can maintain its success and help minority communities.
The policies that brought us that, free markets, free people, that needs to stay at the top of the agenda when we talk about continuing to help those communities.
In May, the unemployment rate dropped from 14.7% to 13.3%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The commissioner of the NFL admits that not backing players that kneeled before games was a mistake. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a video statement saying, "We were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier who were protesting police brutality." The statement comes amid nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd, but also years of controversy when the NFL refused to support Colin Kaepernick and other players who knelt in protest over police brutality. In his minute-and-a-half statement, Goodell did not mention Kaepernick by name, but he said the NFL will encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. Goodell also said without black players, there would be no National Football League.
Americans are being terrorized by toxic monster toads. USA's Jesse Edwards has more.
Cane toads are surfacing in southern Florida after heavy rainfall brought them out of their burrows and provided them with optimal breeding grounds. These amphibians are covered in warts, grow up to 6 inches, and have large glands on the shoulder right behind the eye that are filled with milk-white toxins. Although generally harmless to humans, these creatures can be deadly to a curious dog that attempts to lick or bite them. Officials have received numerous reports in the past of canines suffering from convulsions, loss of coordination, or cardiac arrest after coming into contact with a cane toad. It's an invasive species that originates from Central and South America that was introduced to Florida several times between the 1930s and 50s as a form of biological pest control.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.